This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 17 May 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. 9 Palestinians were killed or assassinated by Israeli occupation forces in the West Bank this week. 41 Palestinian civilians, including 13 children, were wounded by Israeli gunfire. Israeli occupation forces continue to shell Palestinian areas in the Gaza Strip, especially in the northern area. Israeli occupation forces conducted 43 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and 2 into the Gaza Strip. And for the first time since the redeployment from the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces destroyed and razed 20 dunams of agricultural land in the Al-Qarrara village near Khan Yunis. 77 Palestinians, including 6 children and a woman, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. And Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a brutal and total siege in occupied Palestine. They've continued to close border crossings of the Gaza Strip. The north of the West Bank has been separated from the south. And Israeli occupation forces have arrested 2 Palestinian civilians at checkpoints in the West Bank. With respect to killing, during the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces did assassinate or kill 9 Palestinians in the West Bank. It is worth noting that Israeli occupation forces have killed 110 Palestinians, mostly civilians, including 17 children, since the beginning of this year, in comparison to 84 Palestinians during the same period in 2005. At least 49 of these Palestinians were extrajudicially assassinated by Israeli occupation forces. This is an indication of the escalation of Israeli operations in occupied Palestine, despite the redeployment of troops from the Gaza Strip. For more information on these gross war crimes and human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.